Blog Talk Radio. Verses 3 through 17.
know what the first commandment is. You are so smart. Yes, yes. You said, have no other gods before me. You're not supposed to have alcohol or cigarettes or anything that you may be addicted to before God. Drugs, another male or female that's not your husband or your wife. That's the first commandment. You should have no other God before me. The second commandment, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow thyself down to them, nor for the Lord, for I the Lord thy God am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities, the sins unto the sins of the father upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. That's what the Bible, he gives you an order, this commandments. And you can disagree with what the Lord, what our fathers have told you. You can make that decision, but you're making the wrong decision. Now, the third commandment, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Don't misuse the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. You're misusing. Don't misuse the name of the Lord, period. The fourth commandment, and this is the one that most people get wrong. It says, remember the Sabbath day of the week is the Sabbath day. Yep, you're right. The Sabbath day is holy. You are to keep it holy. 6 days shall thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall not do any work, nor your sons, nor your daughters, nor your man servant, nor your maid servant, nor thy cattle, strangers that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heavens and earth, the sea, and all that is in them is, and rested a seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Hallowed means holy. He made the Sabbath day holy. He made Saturday a day of rest holy. The fifth commandment, honor thy father and thy mother, that the days may be long on the earth which the Lord thy God giveth you. Remember the fifth commandment. honor your father and your mother. Why? Because you are so smart. Because your days may be long upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The sixth commandment. That's right. You should not kill. You know that. So having an abortion, that's what kills. You're not supposed to kill human life. The seventh commandment, you shall not commit adultery. That means be faithful to your spouse, your man, your husband, or your wife. You are to be faithful to your spouse. The eighth commandment, you are so smart. You are not supposed to steal. I'm supposed to say the commandments. You don't say them before I say them. Unless you sure want to show off. You want to show off, go ahead. Do it. Don't be natural. That's right. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Don't tell a lie against your neighbor or on your neighbor. That's right. You shall not bear false witnesses against your neighbors. And the last commandment, you are so smart. Thou shalt not covet. That means to be envious of your neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, or his donkey. It says ass in the Bible here, but I'm telling you, I'm saying donkey to be polite. Your neighbors don't covet or be envious. Now, those are the Ten Commandments, and I will be reading those to you until I learn each one myself. I'm not as smart as you all are. Let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy today that you're supposed to keep. You're supposed to remember what day. You are so smart. That's right. The Sabbath day. Oh, you are too smart for me. I'm happy to know you. Because you are so smart, you're making me smarter. Of course, I won't let you outdo me. You are to be smart always. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Sabbath starts. Observance of Sabbath starts on Friday evening and ends on Saturday evening. That's right. I'm going to ask you all to have your three P's handy, said those three P's before I can say them to the public. That's right. You're so smart. Pen, pencil, and paper, so you can jot down any scriptures that I may state. Well, how about the young people, or sometimes these days, some of the old people too? They have notebooks and tablets and pads so they can jot down by typing them. But I am old school. I like to write it down. Now, did you hear to Sunday what I was listening to YouTube? They told me on Easter there was a blood moon over Italy. The places where the seven hills, the church. Oh my God! If something is going on. Your news didn't tell you that, and I know it. How do I know it? By looking and listening to YouTube. Yeah, that's right. I saw blood moon over Rome this past Easter Sunday. And I believe my Father is letting those people know that what they have done to us people, his children, us children, and that he's going to pay them back. You know, just don't see a blood moon often. And there was one. You can go on to YouTube, listen to a program that's called Big Jula. Big Jula. That's right. And he has a program that was showing this blood moon over in Rome. And so I know that I want to let my sheep who are listeners of my program to know as much as I do of what's going on in the Bible. I don't know what's going on. Something is happening. It's going to happen. Our Father he's going to take care of us. Maybe he is getting ready to move us away from this land. Maybe into the land over there or wherever he puts me. It might be here in America. I have read that, you know, I'm trying to find my notes where I have made when I read Deuteronomy, there is the land of I'm trying to remember the land of cotton, where I think my Father is might send us back to. But I was only guessing. I don't know what our Father is going to do. I really don't. My computer says that we are to read 1 Samuel chapters 26, but we have read past that, listeners. When I start off in 2 Samuel, verse chapter 2, verse 17, and that's where I'm going to pick up right now. Turn your Bibles to 2 Samuel, verse 17. That's where I left off. And there was a very sore battle that day, and Abner was beaten in the middle of Israel before the servants of David. And there were three sons of Zerah, this spelled Zeruiah there. Jacob, well, Jacob, that's spelled Jacob, it's spelled Abishai, and Asa, spelled Asahel. Spell it again. It's only six letters. It's spelled Asahel. And Asahel was light of foot as a wild roe. And a roe is like a deer. And he was fast. That's what it's saying. And Asahel pursued after Abner. In going, he turned not to the right hand nor the left from following Abner. Then Abner looked behind him and said, "I found Asahel." And he said, "I am." Abner turned to him, "Turn thee aside to the right hand or to the left, and lay the hold of one of the young men, and take thee his armor." And as he would not turn aside from following of him, and Abner said again to Asahel, "Turn thee from following me, wherefore should I smite thee to the ground? How then should I hold on my face to Joab, thy brother? Howbeit, he refused to turn aside his hinder end of the spear, smote him under the fifth rib, that he came behind him." Let me read verse 23 again. "Howbeit, he refused to turn aside, wherefore Abner, the hinder end of the spear, smote him under the fifth rib, that the spear came out behind him down there and died in the place. And it came to pass that as many as came to the place where Abner fell, pursued after Abner, and the sun went down when they were come to the hill of Amna. That's spelled A-M-M-A-H, that lies before Gilhar. That's spelled G-I, by the way of the wilderness of Gibeah. And the children of Benjamin gathered themselves together after Abner and before the troop, and stood on top of the hill . Let me read verse 45. Both Benjamin gathered themselves together after Abner and became one troop and stood on the top of the hill. And Abner called to Joab and said, the sword devour forever. Knowest thou not that it will be bitterness in the latter end? How long shall it be then ere thou bid the people return from following thy brother? And Joab said, as God liveth, unless thou verse 27. And Joab said, as God liveth, unless thou hast spoken, surely then in the morning the people have gone up, and every one from another to from following his brother. So Joab blew a trumpet, and the people stood still and pursued Israel no more, neither fought they anymore. And Abner said, and the men walked on that night through the plain and passed over Jordan and went through Bitron. Bitron is spelled B-I-T-H-R-O-N, and they came to Menahem. That's spelled Menahem is spelled M-A-H-A-N-A-I-M. And Joab returned from following Abner, and when he had gathered all the people together, they there like David's service, 19 men in Ashel, and the servants of David had smitten of Benjamin and of Abner's men, so 300 men, 80 men died. Let me read 31 again in your hearing. But the servants of David had smitten Benjamin and of Abner's men, so that 80 men died. 80 is 60 men died. And they took up Ashiel and buried him in the sepulcher of his father, which was in Bethlehem. And Joab and his men went all night, and they came to Hebron at daybreak. That's the end of chapter 2. Let's start. I have 13 minutes left. Let's start reading chapter 3. Of course, there are several words in here that I don't know how to pronounce. I will do my best. Now, that was a long war between the house of Saul and the house of David, but David waxed stronger and stronger, and the house of Saul waxed weaker and weaker, and unto David were sons born in Hebron, and his firstborn was Amnon, that spelled A-M-N-O-N, of Abinadab. That's spelled A-H-I-N-O-A-M, the Jezreelite. The Jezreelite is. And the second, Chileb. That's spelled C-H-I-L-E-A-B, of Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite. And the third, Ashbel. It's spelled A-B-S-A-L-O-M, the son of Micah, the daughter of Telma, king of Gershur. Let me spell this, these names for you. Micah, M-A-A-C-A-H, daughter of Telma, T-A-L-M-A-I, king Gershom, that's spelled G-E-S-H-E-R. And the fourth, Abinadab, that's spelled A-D-O-N-I-G-A-H-N, the son of Hagar, spelled G-G. I-T-H, the fifth, Sephara, spelled S-H-E-P-H-A-T-I-H, son of Abignal, spelled A-B-I-T, and the sixth, Ishtream, is spelled I-T-H-R-E-A-M by England. That's another David's wife. Her name is spelled E-G-L-A-H, David's wife. These were born to David in Hebron. And it came to pass while there was war between the house of Saul and the house of David, that Amnon made himself strong for the house of Saul. Saul had a concubine whose name was Ritzmah, that's spelled R-I-Z. P-A-H, the daughter of Asa, the spell A-I-A-H. And spell this word I-S-H hyphen B-O-S-H-E-T-H, the son of Abner. Wherefore hast thou gone unto my father's concubine? Then was Abner very wroth for the words of Ish. Let me spell it. I-S-H hyphen B-O-S-H-E-T-H and said, am I a dog's head which against Judah do show kindness this day unto the house of Saul, thy father, to his brethren and his friend, and have made him deliver thee into the hands of David, that thou chargest me today with a fault concerning this woman? So do God to Abner and more also, except as the Lord has sworn to David, even so I do to him. To translate the king from Saul's house. Let me read verse 10 again. To translate the kingdom from the house of Saul into David. Over Israel, over Jordan, from Dan, even to Beersheba. And he could not answer Abner a word again, because he feared him. And Abner sent messengers to David on his behalf, saying, who is the land? Saying, also make that leap with me, and behold, my hand shall be with thee to bring about Israel unto thee. And he said, well, I make a leap with thee, but the one thing, and after I read this verse 13, I will stop, because I have less than 4 minutes, and he said, well, I will make a leap with thee, but one thing I require of thee is that thou shall not see except first bring Michal, Saul's daughter. That spell M-I-C-H-A-L, Saul's daughter, when thou comest to see my face. So I am stopping 3 Samuel, verse 14, and we will pick up reading there come this Friday, if it's the Lord's will. Now, let's have a closing word for our Father who is in heaven. I suppose he might be here on this earth. So much is going on. I don't know where my Father is. We, your lost sheep, whom you have finally found, rejoice. Because you have put us back into the fold with you. Thank you. We love you and we appreciate you. And thank you for finding us. We thank you for protecting us from the evil one and his followers. In Yeshua's name, I pray that prayer. Yeshua's name can also be called, better known as Jesus. Remember, sheep, James 4:15. If it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you next time. Also, sheep, I want you to go to YouTube. So happy that you purchased that song. Now remember, God loves you as well as I, but he loves you more. He is coming back to get us. He has already started. So I say,
Father,
I can't say for sure.
Help your children. And don't let them fall by the side of the road. Teach them to love one another, that heaven might find a place in their hearts.
Remember,
and I know
I love you.
He forever in my heart.